Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, hello, show.
I don't know what I say.
Woo, the Hello, Hello Show.
Welcome to the Hello, Hello Show, everyone.
Welcome back, everyone. Season 5, mix number 8. Welcome to the podcast. We are back.
Hello. This is your weekly culmination of everything that happened on the Philippine internet side of things.
Yeah, yes. We're talking about cockroaches. We're talking about Kathniel again.
Again.
And more. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. But, so those are our TTs for today. But before we get into that, we do talk about our lives because, you know, we just shove them down your throat for no apparent reason.
And we have a lot of interesting stuff going on.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And that's called Where You Been. Yes. So that's what happens usually in this pod.
True.
Usually a lot more happen, right?
But usually.
For some reason.
Usually. Yeah. So where you been? And then we talk about, you know, our TTs or our trending topics. And we have two today. First one, we're going to retouch a little because last week we did Kathniel, but it was like breaking news. Like we didn't really, it happened while we were recording. So we didn't have time to digest. But also regarding Christy Fermin. Okay. Kala ko sa sabi ni Rica, say Christopher Min. So kala ko, sino si Christopher Min? So Christy Fermin and some statements that she made on her YouTube channel involving Catherine Bernardo and also Andrea Brillantes. And then our other TT is involving a coffee shop that you might be familiar with. It's called Arabica. A post has gone viral on Facebook. It's another one of those food issue posts where the customer was received food that wasn't complaining. Mm. And then on the business side of things, it wasn't handled properly. And this one is kind of shocking, man. It involves a cockroach and mismanaged whatever. Yeah. I mean, based on the story that was told by that person, if it is true, then it is kind of it was a weird way to deal with things. So we'll talk about that. You can jump to the timestamps right away to go straight to those CDs. But let's do Where You Been. And I believe you're going first.
Yes.
This week Where You Been?
Oh, my gosh. The past week has been just crazy. It's crazy cupcakes.
Crazy,
man.
Cupcakes.
Okay, let me start with the awards night. So I did tell you about my documentary getting nominated for the BJTC Awards. So I believe it's British Journal. Oh my god.
British Journalism. True story.
No.
I know.
No, no, wait lang. I have to search.
I'm gonna
for
keep
it.
Guessing oh until you find gosh. It. British Journalism. Okay. Tech savvy. No, that's gone. British journalism and technological systems.
Broad. No. No, it's not broadcast.
Taylor Swift. No.
Hindi. Oh my gosh, how come I don't know it? Okay.
BJTC. Hanapin ko while you talk about it.
Eta. There. It is the Broadcast Journalism Training Council. There we go.
Ah, CTC. Okay. Kala ko TSTC.
No. Taylor Swift. So,
Swift.
I went to the Broadcast Journalism Training Council Awards last Thursday. So, the BJTC accredits our course. So, kumbaga para siyang like paasku, if you guys know that. Yung parang it gives you accreditation. In the Philippines, like, you didn't go to high school and grade school in the Philippines. Alam ng mga tao yung parang paasku, parang ganun. But okay. So basically, it gives you accreditation.
Okay.
Parang ganun. Yeah.
Para valid so yung makes, ano.
Legit.
Legit.
So anyway, my documentary that I made for my final project got nominated for the award. And we went to the awards night, which was amazing. It was in the Sky News office. And in the Sky News office, I know it's like bougie. In the Sky News office, they have a cinema there.
Really?
Legit. Yeah, they have a cinema there, and then they have this whole like really nice reception. They give you popcorn or whatever. Nice. But it was an awards night, so basically, like, you have to go on stage. People will give, you know, a few words, speeches, ganyan. Mm. Tapos, it's not just that, because the cream of the crop was there to attend. So, like, yung mga head of newsroom, head of radio, of like BBC or like whatever, ganyan. Like, so it was just, it was an amazing opportunity, I think, just to be there and just to be invited. Kasi all of those like big bosses who were there, they were willing to talk to you. Like, nice. Hindi sila yung parang, oh, I can't be bothered to talk to these students or whatever. Mm-hmm. Kasi they were there to actually see new talent. So mm-hmm. parang it was easier for me, TBH, to talk to people. Because once you approach them, they're like, oh, hi. Hey, ganyan. Yung hindi sila parang offish na, alam mo yun, yung usual, the usual events, ganyan. So, it was really nice. I did not win. Okay.
It's we were okay. Nominated for,
I know. But we were nominated for two awards. So the other one is for the Best Radio News Day, which we did in okay. school. And then the next one was my own like thing, which was the Best Radio Documentary. But congratulations to all the winners. And it was just so cool to see everybody's work from different universities here in the UK. So
what was your, I know people won't really see this unless we post it. What was your gracious loser reaction face?
Like this.
Ah, oh, galing. My head na. No. Yeah.
My head na. Yung parang, I agree. But the thing is, like, everybody still has to go on stage. So even if, yun. So even if you don't win, you still get to go on stage. You know, people still get to see you. Ganyan. Nice. Yeah, so it was really nice. It was still, it was relatively, like, a small group of people. It wasn't, like, a huge stadium. Parang ganon. Okay. So it was a small cinema. So that was nice. There was yun nga, networking opportunity after, which was really good. I got to see some of my course mates. And then I got to see also my previous professor. So it was a really nice catch up for people. And then there were free booze, free food. I mean,
say less.
Right? Yeah. Say less. I'm there. Mm-hmm. and then it was really good because somebody also approached me and said that, oh my gosh, you're the person that I want to talk to tonight. And I'm like, wow, thank you. Oh. So there was, so her name is Louise. Okay, so sobrang, ina-name drop ko na siya.
Sup, Louise?
But so she approached me and she's actually like the head of newsroom in, you know, one of the big,
is it your first time to meet Louise?
Yes, but she wanted to approach me because she was friends with the people who created the Billy Chip, which is the charity that I made the documentary for.
Okay.
So I made that documentary about the Billy Chip, which is the charity. And there, she was friends, or she's friends with the people who created the charity. So, parang may connection. Mm. And she just wanted to tell me na parang, oh my gosh, it's been so long since I heard, you know, like their voices, or like I talked to them. It's nice to see that the charity is getting bigger and like having wider reach. So parang ang ganda lang na somebody actually recognize the people I made the documentary with, and we had that sort of connection right away. So that was really nice. And then, ayun, it was good. We're still talking over email, and it was just a really nice night. After that, meron akong romantic movie moment.
Ano yun?
Sinundo ako ni Ryan. Wait lang. Guys, ready na ba kayo? Taylor Swift moment ko to, okay? Sinundo ako ni Ryan sa train station. Tapos maglabas ko ng train station, may dala-dala siyang flowers. So syempre ako, being me, I'm really not shy with expressing my affection and my emotion. Malayo pa lang, my hands were in the air and we're like, oh my gosh, you're here, thank you. Tapos, alam mo yung mga tao, I can literally feel people's eyes rolling in the train station. Kasi everybody just wanted to get home and there's this like cute couple na may flowers or whatever. I don't care. I like it. And thank you, Ryan,
congratulations
for the flowers.
Winner. You're a winner.
Ako winner yung winner talaga dun eh, di ba? Gets na kita Taylor Swift eh. Okay, anyway, but this week was actually a very busy week for me. I went to work 4 straight days in a row. I had to open and close every single day, which was amazing, honestly. Kasi, syempre, you know, you get to be in the coffee shop for quite a while, and you get to talk to the people and stuff like that. It was just like very busy to the point na gigising ako, tapos pumunta akong work, pag uwi ko, kakain lang ako, tapos matutulog na.
Nice.
You know? So, I mean, it's an experience because the last time I was that busy, I was back in the Philippines. Yung parang may hosting ako, tapos may radio, tapos sa gabi may coffee shop, yung ganon. So, it was nice to be that productive again. And then, can I just recommend a podcast that I've been listening to? Because I've been on the bus a lot. And when I'm on the bus, I don't like to watch anything on my phone. Kasi nahihilo ako. As in, literally, yung bus ko is like 1 hour.
Wow.
1 hour. Anyway.
To where? To your coffee shop?
To the work.
What?
Yeah, to my work. But I did take that time to listen to new podcasts. So right now, I'm actually listening to this podcast from the BBC called Crowd Science. I'm not sure if I think they're on Spotify. I think they're everywhere.
Okay.
So it's called Crowd Science. And then people send in their questions. So it's a general question that they send in. So like, why do we get vertigo? Or why do people lie? You know? And then, you know, the producers interview experts and people who've experienced these things to make a documentary about why people have vertigo or why do we crave certain food.
Okay.
So it's like a very generic thing that people wonder, but they never really know the answer for.
Okay.
So the one of the episodes that I recommend you guys listening to would be the episode on why do we lie? Because there was an interesting thing there that they said that actually lying is a good sign of a child's development. In a child, ah.
Okay.
Na parang, it means daw kasi when a child lies, it means that they've developed like...
The lying part of their brain.
No. They've developed an understanding of people's feelings and emotions and how their words affect other people. So it's a good sign that they're developing. Parang ganon. But, syempre, nami-misconstrue siya with the reason why adults lie. Because there is a totally different reason why children lie. And then there's a totally different reason why adults lie.
Mm.
So they tackle that whole thing. And then they also talk about like lying in different cultures. Kasi kunwari daw, like in Norway, nobody really says, hey, how are you? But they don't really care. Like, they don't really care
how you
are.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Tas parang for them, hindi naman siya lying, but in short, di ba, parang in the States or here in the UK, parang when you ask that, you don't really care.
Nah.
Di ba?
Nah.
But that's not called lying naman. Di ba?
Small talk.
When you think about it. Small talk, ganun. Tapos in Japan, parang there's a term for who you are inside the house, like who you are in private, and what you portray outside, like in professional or public life.
Mm-hmm.
Ganon. So it's a really nice documentary and it's also a really nice series because they answer questions that you've always asked but you never really know the answer for.
Mm.
So I recommend BBC Crowd Science and you can just like listen to a random episode.
True.
So it's really good.
I'm going to save that right
what
now.
What else? Yeah. What else did I listened to a bunch this week because I was in the bus for quite a long time. The next one I recommend another one. This is I think from Falling Tree Productions, but anyway, you can listen to it like online on Apple Podcasts. It's called Shortcuts. It's a series again and it's just about stories, like random stories talaga, like hindi ko maipinta kung ano yung what's it about, but if you just want to listen to people talk, you know what I mean? Like tell their story.
About their lives? Like random people?
Not just. Like kunwari, a favorite song that they listen to or their food or their culture or how they move to another country. It's very different every single episode.
I see.
Pero per episode, meron silang theme. So like kunwari, episode 36 would be Heart's Desire. So it's all about what you desire You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and how different it is for other people.
Yes.
Tapos, there's another one that's meeting myself coming back. Ganon. So parang it's all about like different stories about that certain
theme.
So it's called Shortcuts. And it's called Shortcuts because it's just like 20 minutes per episode. So
okay,
you're going to enjoy it. I really enjoy those kinds of podcasts. Kasi parang it's different voices every single time. And ang dami mo matututunan. It's not being like a nerd or whatever na parang, oh, I want to be a know-it-all or something. It's just that ang dami mong malalaman na, ay, shit, ganun pala yun.
Shortcut. Ganun. That's the full title, Shortcuts?
Yeah, Shortcuts. Look, it's from the BBC, but this is the one.
BBC. Search ko BBC. Kasi maraming mga shortcut. Ayun, I see it. Space cuts. Okay, get.
Yes. I think it's on Apple. Am I right?
Meron din sa Spotify, eh.
Ayun, meron sa Spotify. So, listen to it. It's such a nice thing to just listen to. Hindi mo kailangan maging attached to a certain episode or like the host.
It's not
whatever.
Like a...
Kasi iba-iba siya.
Yeah. So like a pick up and go kind of thing.
Exactly. Nice. So I recommend that one. And then I think I'm going to stop there.
Yeah.
Because I just wanna recommend you guys those two podcasts.
Nice.
And Finn, everybody.
Finn. What did I do, man? First of all, I got to say, I've been watching that's fucking Squid Games live action Netflix show. You been watching that? Yung reality show. You know what I'm talking
about? I saw.
You haven't watched it yet?
And I mean, I saw the trailer.
Yeah. It's okay. What I do is I'm not going to spoil it for anyone that's still watching. I fast forward through the interviews, like yung mga behind the scenes stuff. And I just watch the games. So honestly, because the prize money, ang laki ng prize money, 4.5 million? Yeah, dollars.
What the hell?
Yeah, apparently it's the second largest reality show prize ever.
That's obscene.
Yeah, 4.5 million. So, yun nga, only one winner, just like in the Squid Games like show. But I know this is a dark, right? Like, but I just couldn't help but think how much better it would be if they were really killing people.
That's not it, man. That's not where it is, man.
Like, because I was like, wait. I was like, okay, because I don't understand. Okay,
here's the thing.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's the thing. On some level, I kind of agree with you. Because when I watched the trailer, I was expecting it to be the show. Like the fictional show.
Yeah.
Tapos parang na-realize ko unti-unti. Wait lang, bakit hindi sila namamatay?
Right. No, the thing for me kasi is, if you watch the show, I think you'll agree with me if you watch the reality show version of it. They are not cutthroat enough in the game.
True.
It's like they're trying to be friends. Like, I understand that there's this, I don't watch Survivor, but I guess Hazel would be able to tell us, right? Like, how important it is to have alliances and whatnot. But at the end of the day, friends, only one person is taking home $4.5 million. And the more I kept watching it, it felt weird that the more they kept trying to be a cohesive unit, instead of playing, at least there wasn't enough backstabbing for me. And it was just, I don't know. Wala lang. I mean,
But doesn't that make it more interesting, though? Kasi, yes, they are forming alliances and they are forming relationships.
Right.
But you know at one point they're going to turn on each other. And I feel like that's the reason why a lot of people like Survivor.
I agree. I agree completely. The other issue though with this show for me is that there's so many random eliminations because they give players too much power in the sense like it's not because it's supposed to be games, mostly games, right? Like games that eliminate people. So if you lose because you weren't good enough or you failed, then you're out. But if you watch this, there's so many like random occurrences where they just like, oh, yeah, you can eliminate three people, whoever you want. Like, there's no... It feels like it's really luck-based instead of, like, skill-based. I guess they're trying to do that because it's a lot of people. Like, it's 456 people, right? So you really have to eliminate quickly. But the more you watch, the more you're like, that doesn't seem fair, right?
But that also gives it another level of deceit. Kasi,
yes.
Diba? Parang you give so much power to one person to choose who they want to eliminate. And then it also gives like a message to other people na, okay, I have all of this power and I can just like you know, do that. Then parang, oh, akala ko ba friends tayo? Akala ko ba we were in the same team? I kind of get it. It's more of like a Survivor type. Kasi, honestly, one of the reasons why I never really got into Survivor, kasi parang ang daming thinking. Mm. Alam mo yun, ang daming isip-isip na nangyayari. So, I kind of get it.
Yeah. Maraming ano, I mean, there's a lot of, I've been doing deep dives because of there's a lot of controversy. I mean, I don't know if we talked about it before. Remember, like, some of the contestants were suing Netflix or whoever, the production company, because of the conditions of the show. I mean, it's very heavily edited, with the final product, as you would expect. But like, yung red light, green light, diba yung red light, green light, the first game, yung ano. Apparently, that took them 7-8 hours to shoot. Even though in the show, it shows it's like a 20-minute countdown. Uh-uh. It actually took them 7 to 8 hours. And it was super lamig daw sa loob ng ano. In the air.
Why? Isn't it supposed to be just a game?
I guess maybe they had to, you know, I really mean, like, make sure people weren't moving.
Nawawala yung game. I was thinking that it takes away the exciting part for the contestants, though.
Yeah.
It takes away the game part. Because if may pause sa gitna, diba?
Apparently, you want to wait time that was like 30 minutes, like when they were standing still. Because if you watch it, you're like, there's one.
Oh my God.
It's a mini spoiler, but there's one girl, right? She's in a squat position, right? Tapos sa edit, it's like she's only squatting for 20 seconds. But then she gives up. She's like, I can't do this anymore. So people are like, you can't hold a 20-second squat for $4 million. Yung pala, it was like 40 minutes pala in real life.
Wait, they can't move for that 30 minutes?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, because that's the rule of the game, right? You can't really move. But unlike in the TV show or in how it's shown as it's edited, it feels like they're not moving for like 15 seconds, 20 seconds, but it's actually like 30 minutes because I guess they had to film stuff and maybe get more people out. But yeah, I mean,
do you think that they did that deliberately to make it harder for people? Because in reality, if there is no gun, obviously, it would be so much easier.
So
to
easy.
Do that.
So easy. So easy. So easy. Yeah, I think so. I feel like they had to cut down numbers because it's really a lot of people. So. But still, I don't think I would never fail that, bro. How do you fail? Like, even if it's 40 minutes, you just sit down on the floor and just don't move. Like, come on, man. There's a lot of mentally weak contestants on this show, bro. I get mad watching it. True.
You don't know. You don't know what's really happening. And they make everything so uncomfortable for you. Mm.
Yeah, if you go on TikTok, just watch after you've done watch the show, it's interesting to see the drama that actually happened behind the scenes. There's a lot of heavily edited stuff. Apparently, there's like stunt doubles involved in one of the games, blah, blah, blah. But overall, it's still enjoyable as a show in terms of, you know, because, you know, but the thing is, I didn't really bond with any characters in particular. There's ones that I wanted to see lose, but I wasn't really rooting for anyone. But it was still overall an entertaining experience. And it's on Netflix, so if you have a chance. So that's what I watched this week. I had hosting, so I talked about McDonald's last week, right? And ikaw, di ba, you hosted the one 2 years ago. Hinanap ko yun sa Facebook. Yes. I saw your video sa Facebook.
Did you see?
Yeah, I saw it. I was like, oh, this is the same exact script that I was reading. so there's that. And then on Friday, that Friday, I had a voiceover gig for BPI in Makati. San nga yun? Makati Shangri-La yata or something like that. One of the hotels there. Super easy gig, bro. Like, literally, I read maybe, like, if you're gonna combine all the words that I spoke into, like, a piece of paper, it was maybe 2 minutes worth of work.
Wow.
I was there for a long time, though.
Okay.
I was there for, like, 8 hours. But it paid, I paid pretty well, bro. Usually, chilling.
Actually, you know what, before, when I used to do, like, events hosting and everything, I used to always clarify that I am there not just for the service that I provide, but also the time that I am there.
Yeah.
So, even if, because I've been to, like, multiple events where they don't count, let's say,
pre-prod.
The lunch break.
Lunch break.
The pre-prod.
Right, right.
The lunch break. The dinner. Na parang, wait lang, hindi ka naman nag-host tuwing dinner. But I'm already there. Mm. So I feel like if you are a host or an upcoming events host or somebody that provides a service when you're in live events, I feel like you really have to clarify that since you're already there, the clock is starting. Unless it is it is part of the deal beforehand.
Yeah, yeah.
Yung parang, oh, magpiprod tayo 3 hours, ha? Pero hindi yun kasama. So, that one, I feel like you can kind of haggle na, sige, bigay ko na sa inyo yung pre-prod 3 hours.
Yeah, it's good.
But honestly, pre-prod for 3 hours is kind of long.
Ang haba nun, actually.
Ang haba nun. Ang haba nun. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know, like, this could just be, I feel like one of the things that I learned during while I was on the job was to clarify these things. Kasi ikaw ba, naka-experience ka na nung ganun, yung parang hindi nila ika-count yung lunch break?
Or ako, ano, usually, not really. All I know is minsan sobrang aga ng call time kasi feel ko wala silang tiwala sa talents in general. Like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, sometimes I'm there 3 hours early. And it's like, why? We didn't have to be here 3 hours early. Mm-mm. I get that they want to be safe or whatever, give a window time, blah, blah, blah.
To be honest, alam mo, I feel like I've already said this before, but ito yung isa sa pinaka-important things that I learned from Cara Erigel, who's also an events host, a professional events host. And she told me that usually when, you know, like production teams do that, practice and practice and practice for 3 hours when the event is only 30 minutes. It means na sila mismo yung kinakabahan not you. It's not you because you know how to do your job.
True.
And usually, sila yung kinakabahan sa sarili nilang trabaho. So, before, kasi naisip ko na, obviously, when you practice for 3 hours, you would have, you know, like faults, mistakes. But it's only because you've been doing it for 3 hours. You know what I mean?
I get you.
So parang hindi ikaw yung, it's really, most of the time, it's not a you problem. But it could also be a good thing na nagpa-practice kayo, diba?
Yeah, come to think about it, the most like efficient and well-prepared prod teams that I've worked with, usually isang run-through lang eh. And it's quick lang. Like, it's really just
confident
so that...
Confident sila.
It's just so that they can time yung mga videos or yung mga whatever pictures whenever a speaker comes up. We don't normally run through the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, we don't normally have to run through the whole thing. So, yeah, I get what you're saying when it comes to that. Speaking of Cara Erigel, nakita mo yung story nga, nagkamali siya sa live hosting.
No,
dude,
I didn't.
She posted a story and natawa because okay, so here's this. Yung caption niya is CUBFT. Basta CUBFT.
Okay.
She was sabi nga, the prize tonight is parang Panasonic 40 CUBFT something. Tapos sabi, ay, cubic feet pala dapat yun. Natawa because I replied to her kasi on that very night, the night before, I hosting the Know, which I'll talk about in a bit. But sabi, I was trying to hype up the crowd. And sabi ko, who's ready to good time?
Pwede.
Who's ready to good time?
Okay, if you think that we're laughing at Cara Erigel, you think that we're mean, we're friends with Cara, and we're not laughing at her, we're laughing at the whole thing because we know it happens.
Dude.
It happens.
Yeah.
And especially when it's live. And we all know when you're a professional like Cara, diba, you can make it a cute thing. You can make it a funny thing.
Yeah, she
diba?
Said that na. She changed. She turned cupped into ay cubic feet pala yun. But basta she played it off really well.
Yeah.
Ako wala akong sinabi after I said who's ready to good time. Tinuloy ko na lang eh.
Oh.
Sabi ko,
siyempre, kapag hype na yung mga tao, hindi mo na ikokore. Let's go! Dapat sinabi mo, go, let's!
Grabe. Diba? So yeah, after the voiceover gig on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back-to-back naman yung hostings ko. And nagkataon na they were both themed. So kailangan ng costume. So yung Saturday was a Japanese / parang samurai sakura theme. Tapos yung Sunday naman is Comic-Con. So sakto, sabi ko, I'm just gonna get an anime na Japanese style para masuot ko on Saturday and Sunday. So I got this guy from One Piece who hindi ko kilala. But apparently, if you're a One Piece fan, he's pretty popular character. His name is Trafalgar Law or something like that. So if you're a One Piece fan, you probably know who I'm talking about. Anyway, so I wore that same costume on Saturday and on Sunday. The Saturday one was for a real estate company called Federal Land. So it was really cool. The crowd was really, really hype. And I hosted that one on my own. Tapos on Sunday naman, kilala mo ba si Alex C, yung host?
No.
Okay, so I co-hosted that with Alex C. It's for a BPO company called Inspiro. And grabe, 4 1,000 plus attendees.
I saw
bro.
Your stories.
My goodness, man.
And pero they were giving naman, out ca- mm. I kind of agree. I mean, I kind of get it because the prize that night was kind of big, right?
Yeah, they gave away total in cash 500K, but the grand prize was 100,000. Plus my mga GCs and everything. Like they gave out a lot of prizes. And yung mga dance competition prizes were relatively high compared to the, I think I've told you have I told you my gripe with dance competition prizes when I feel so not bad because it seems like they're happy when they win. But how are you going to give a group of 20 people like 10K when they win?
Exactly.
Yeah. Come on. They're practicing like during, you know, while they're working and you're at least you dito sa nasa last one 50K. So I'm like okay. But 10K bro for and there's like 25 of you in a group. It just feels like what are we working for, man?
And sobrang benta na sometimes. I think sometimes malilimutan na lang din ng mga like these dance groups, dance troops would forget about the money because they would have to or they have the opportunity to perform to such a big, you know, like audience.
True. It's really for pride talaga, I get it. But I mean, I'm sure there would be it would even be, you know, it'd be more like there would be more effort if it was like real, like big prize money.
For sure.
But dude, the nung Sunday yung sa Inspiro, grabe yung ano dance numbers nila. As in, like it was full on, man. They had themes
production.
And shit. Yeah.
Wow.
So there's like a video game theme, anime theme, Star Wars, blah blah blah. Suit. It was so cool. And so and that crowd was super lit. Itchy Worms was there. That was their performer.
Wow.
Itchy Worms. Shout out to Itchy Worms. And yeah, it was a great overall weekend of hosting. So this Friday, so tomorrow actually, I'm hosting a wedding. And apparently, kasi nag-pre-prod kami about a week ago. And apparently they're Leche fans, hindi ko alam eh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, real talk.
The couple?
Yeah, and I'm not going to name drop them because I didn't ask for their permission yet or whatever. But apparently, super crush ka ng, ng bride, Rika G.
Wow!
Girl crush ka ng bride, so... I'll let you know.
Congratulations on your wedding.
Tomorrow. All right. So, yeah, that's it, man. That's all I did. So, Finn, shall we wapow?
Finn. Yeah, wapow.
All right, let's talk about
Let's get triggered.
Furman. Okay, I had to ask because I'm not a Christy. I mean, I didn't really grow up watching yung mga showbiz talk shows na showbiz, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, who is Christy Furman? Para sa mga tao na hindi siya kilala.
This is just from what I know about her and because, you know, like she's been on television before and, you know, her name is out there. But basically, Christy Furman is like a pinnacle or hindi, para siyang like institution na siya in Philippine showbiz.
Okay.
So she's very well connected. Then she has different like shows. And I'm not sure if she also manages celebrities in the Philippines, but basically she's just very well connected in the Philippines and she always has the hot goss when it comes to Philippine showbiz.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. And she has a lot of opinions about it as well. So basically she now has a YouTube show. Am I correct?
Yes, it's a YouTube show. It's called Showbiz Now Na. It's the name of it.
And I think it's also good to like put some context into it. You know that Christy Furman is, you know, from probably like a different generation and has different beliefs than, you know, the peers we have now and what people believe now. So there, that's who Christy Furman is. And you can always Google who she is and what she's done before. She's, you know, part of the Philippine showbiz, basically. So she has a show on YouTube. And having a platform like that, she did kind of chime into the whole Kathneel drama.
Okay.
So there is this article from Preview PH that I saw online going around with a lot of my Facebook friends as well, having a problem with what she said during the show. And I didn't watch the YouTube show because I just didn't want to contribute
to punch
to
your
that.
Screen? You didn't want to punch your screen?
I didn't want to punch my screen. But basically, she did say her opinions about Catherine Bernardo and Andrea Brillantes having controversy with Daniel Padilla. And there were a lot of problematic there were a lot of problematic lines that were said mm-hmm. in that show. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, so basically she was comparing Catherine to Andrea Brillantes. Because as we've talked about, I think two mixes ago, you know, there's this whole, although unconfirmed, you know, the rumor is that Daniel Padilla had an affair with Andrea Brillantes. And that's one of the reasons, or at least the main reason why Catniel is no longer a thing. But she really compared, and the words that were used and thrown around by Christy Furman were flat-chested, in terms of describing Catherine, was flat-chested, dry skin. Of all the things you could use, dry skin is what you use. And then, basta, words are, tanggapin natin ang katotohanan, paglakad, pagrampa, lalong wala, diba? Model-model talaga si Andrea, hindi siya pupwedeng mapintasan sa ganon. Kung pintas at pintas ang pairalin, maraming pwede iba to kay Catherine. So it's like she's saying, yeah, basically she's saying,
yeah, so let's focus on that line first.
Okay.
And why it's problematic. Because first of all, why would it matter that she's flat-chested or has dry skin? And why are those the points on the reason why Daniel Padilla cheated in the first place,
if
or
it was,
why
yeah.
they had a split, or why right. they split, right? Mm. Na parang it really sends the wrong message,
mm-hmm.
especially not just let's say I'm sure wala naman masyado, or like let's say hindi naman niya direct audience yung mga teenagers. But let's say the parents of these teenagers or yung mga tito, mga tita na parang giving that message or giving that go-ahead na, ah, eto talaga yung points on why people leave women. When in fact, hindi yun yung nangyari. Diba? Parang it's such a low blow.
Mm.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Na parang it's so pointless. And for me, it really sends the wrong message. And also on that article that we said from Preview PH, they make really good points. Na this is not how it is, especially nowadays. You know, why would you go there? And plus, the main thing that I really hate about it is pitting women against women.
Uh-huh.
Na parang walang ginawa yung lalaki dito in this whole situation.
Right.
It's all Catherine versus Andrea. And I'm like, where did that come from? I didn't even think of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Damn, man. I don't know. Like, and also, apparently, I mean, they also name dropped more celebrities.
Yeah.
So, Marian Rivera, Maine Mendoza, Christine mm-hmm. Hermosa, to name a few. Christine Hermosa's name I haven't heard in a long time, by the way. Super crush yun dati, Christine Hermosa. Sa anong show yun? Kama si Jericho? Pangako sa'yo, di ba? Si Christine Hermosa, di ba?
Tama ba? I'm
wasn't
not sure.
It? Wasn't it? Anyway.
I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's, like you said, old, it's like a boomer. It's like a boomer thing, right? Mm-hmm. Right? It's like boomer talk. And I was looking at, because she has 400,000 subscribers. Who, I don't know, like, who the market, like you said, who's the market for this? Is it like, not nice?
I'm not sure.
Mga tita?
Or like, parents?
Who
I'm
watches
really
this
not
shit,
sure,
bro?
Kasi,
But even the thumbnails look fucking disgusting. Like the thumbnail. Nah, you know those thumbnails that you're like, I'm never clicking on this thumbnail ever. Like this does not. This will not lead me to anything that I want to see. The thumbnails are so whack.
I mean, it works when it works, right?
Yeah.
Pero, yeah. I feel like we should just collectively agree as a people to not believe or to not support these kinds of messages that's being thrown online. And it's just not good journalism, man.
Yeah, true.
It's just not. You know what I mean? Kasi there's no basis in throwing those lines out into the public, putting it in people's minds na okay lang to gawin sa mga tao. Kasi if okay to gawin ni Christy Fermin sa somebody who's as flawless and as beautiful as Catherine Bernardo and Andrea Brillantes, baka pwede ko din to gawin sa inaanak ko, sa pamangkin ko, sa anak ko na babae to say these things na, anak, kasi may dry skin ka, kaya ka siguro iniwan ng asawa mo or whatever. You know what I mean? It is so fucking problematic. Kahit na sabihin natin, it's just words being thrown around. Your words matter. Your words have meaning, and it can hurt other people.
Yeah, yeah. As the preview op-ed says, yeah, like it, the those words breed insecurity, unhealthy competition, mm-hmm. and quote unquote reduces women to a single superficial metric, promoting yeah. regressive ideals that we should be moving past. And it's true, man. It's true. Yeah. So Christy Furman, never watched her, will probably never do. but yeah, man. I mean, like looking at her videos, parang hot lang kasi yung Katniel issue, but the rest, who mm-hmm. watches this shit, bro? Richie yeah. Rivero, di ba? And then they really jump on like For the sure. hot topics, and then they just
actually, to be fair, I think it's just really, minsan talaga na natatakot ako when it comes to like these people having such a big platform, and not just Christy Furman, pati let's say sabihin natin Cian Gaza's live video is being watched multiple times a day by a lot of people.
Yeah.
And although actually pinanood ko kasi yung first part.
Anong nagla-live ba siya? Naman, anong pinapakita?
Nag-live siya about the whole Katniel drama.
Ah, talaga ba?
Parang basically also saying na o sinabi ko sa inyo eh, this is real, this is right, true, right, it's happening, right. Ganyan. Mm. So, for me lang kasi, it's just so draining. It's okay. so draining to see that parang they're making it out to be so much worse than what it actually is. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Na parang hindi, parang basically sensationalized. Yun yung nakuha ko when I watched Cian Gaza's live video. Yung parang, oh, ito na guys, ready na ba kayo? Oh, ano, nakakapit na ba kayo? Yung parang ako.
Oh, mahilig yun mag-blind item din eh.
Mahilig
yun mag-blind item. Actually,
it doesn't sit well with me. It doesn't sit right with me na, this is how we talk about other people because if you know, let's say, sabihin natin, if you know, like, the real reason why, let's say, you know, news takes place in the first place, it's because you just want to tell what is happening, what is the truth, and what is already happening. So, pag ganito na siya what do you call this? Pag ganito na siya i-deliver,
yeah.
parang may nilalagyan mo na siya ng message na sarili mo eh.
Tas, I feel you.
Diba, hindi na siya, you're not letting other people think for themselves.
You're labeling
already. You are pushing, exactly, yeah. you're pushing your own agenda on what you want people to believe. Mm-hmm. And that's not news, that's not, you know, being factual. So for me, it's just really dangerous. I'm not saying that they're wrong because they can say their own opinions. Yes, yeah, they can. But for me, I just want to remind people na let's think for ourselves, guys. Yes, we can be entertained. Kasi honestly, na-entertain ako kay Cian Gaza. Nag-vape pa siya sa gitna.
In fairness kay Cian Gaza, he's still relevant after, di ba sumikat siya before dun sa coffee something, sa billboard? Erich ba yun?
Erich
yun, di ba? Erich Gonzalez. Dude, he's survived that plus like, di ba may sex tape din siya and everything?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because the thing
up
is, parang
now.
we have to remember that these are like entertainment and not the news.
Yeah.
It's entertainment. And then, you know, kahit sabihin natin na yes, they have receipts and they have proof or whatever. You know, these are opinions ng mga tao and you can have your own opinion about it. You don't have to believe everything people say. Parang yun lang talaga na okay lang naman din naman sa akin eh na parang nangyayari yun. You know, I watched it. You know, I got entertained. Pero true. Natatakot lang ako that people think that this is the real thing. Yeah. That this is where I get factual information.
Yeah, because apparently that, because you know, after we, I mean, when we were talking about Christy Furman before we started recording, I Googled her name. So there's a Inquirer article saying, yun nga, that Christy Furman feels vindicated daw because of the breakup. Mm-hmm. Although malungkot daw siya. Because yun nga, I think they've been pushing this whole story na yun nga, break nga sila, even though they haven't confirmed it. And people were calling them fake news, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And finally came out as true. So now, yun nga, vindicated. Which I know, some people now will probably use that as a, like, oh nga, no, they broke this news early, baka totoo lahat sinasabi nila. which yun then goes on to this whole yun nga, this whole beauty standards thing that we're talking about and how it really can mess with your self-confidence. So yun nga, it's just not a good despite them being correct about the rumors,
certain things
doesn't make some of the things they say like all the truth, right? All right, blah blah blah.
For sure.
Christy Furman.
Para lang akong, alam mo yun, yung parang pag nakikinig ako sa mga ganitong bagay.
Can we just stand Jessica Soho na lang? I mean, Jessica Soho is like, for me, like, if we're talking about someone who does like showbiz or at least interviews people and talks about stuff, Jessica Soho, I think, is the one for me, bro.
And I don't think Jessica Soho even dabbles into these kinds of
Maybe not. I don't think so.
I don't think so, eh. Kasi I think, as in like straight up journalism, storytelling,
talk show, and journalism. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you just gotta be careful out there, man.
For real.
Yeah.
Apparently, she also had something against Vice Gun, which we won't discuss, but apparently there was also an issue where she went on a apparently homophobic tirade against Vice Ganda, which I did not look into, but I mean, that's just another story in itself.
I don't even want to look at the comment section on that video. I don't even want to see. Just don't, guys. Just like hide. I don't like put tayo sa 3 dots sa sila, guys. I don't want to see this. Di ba,
dude, ganong, every time I try that dun sa Instagram FYB ko, hindi nawawala, bro, yung mga videos. I'll tell you behind the scene what kind of videos I get on my IG reels. But
nasty?
Not nasty. Disgusting. It's just like, I don't want to see this. Super weird. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
Anyway, shall we wapow to our last CT?
Wapow.
Okay. All right. Rika G brought this up because she found it on Facebook and I looked into it as well. Involving Arabica. Go ahead.
Yes. So this is involving Arabica BGC. So it is newly opened, I believe, and they just launched last, oh my gosh, just like November 16. Okay. So I saw a lot of people go to the opening. There were a lot of celebrities, Instagram
influencers
and everything. And I get it because it's a big brand, you know?
Relaunched. But they were here before, so they kind of relaunched.
So. They were here before, and then they had to rebrand, and then they're back now. So that's a whole other thing, I feel like.
Okay. Yeah.
And then there is this person on Facebook, and his name is Migs A. Dado. If you search the whole Arabica issue on Facebook, he's the first person that will come up.
Mm-hmm.
He posted photos and videos of his affogato, coffee ice cream, with ipis. So basically, nakakita siya ng ipis sa ice cream niya. And this was a takeout order too. So if you can see in the video, he was taking the video in his car, probably eating his takeout order with his daughter. So now, it all started on November 19. Kumusta na ang affogato soft cream. They found the ipis inside the ice cream. Parang may crunchy daw na nangyari. I don't even want to describe it because I'm going to throw up. So they went back to Arabica. Tapos sinabi sa kanila nung mga tao doon na there's no manager on shift.
Okay.
And that was their first question. Bakit walang manager on a shift? So they couldn't talk to anybody with, you know, like administrative powers. They went back to Arabica. The next day, they reached out to people to follow up, but nobody replied to them. And he said that he was experiencing dizziness and stomach issues. And I kind of get it kasi I'm sure it's not like related to the ipis or something. Pero kasi kung nasusuka ka palagi.
Psychological.
And just psychological. And I feel like the thing, you know, just the fact that you ate an insect would be, tas ipis pa. Medyo mahihilo din ako.
Yeah, true. Okay.
The next day, November 21, they went back to the branch to again talk to the manager. But the thing is, I believe they called the security in Shangri-La and BGC security because they said that there was a customer creating a commotion.
Na nagwawala.
So pagdating na nagwawala daw. So pagdating ng security, nakaupo lang naman daw siya doon. So Sabi niya, it's just so embarrassing to be escorted out when in fact, nakaupo ka lang naman. And this is all of his receipts and all of his statements. So we don't actually know what is commotion for the employees and what is commotion for the security. Kasi hindi mo alam if nagtaas lang ba siya ng boses. So I feel like that we have to put a pin on that. And hindi natin talaga alam kung ano yung nangyari with that. But basically, in-escort out siya. But he still said that kudos to the Shangri-La security for being professional and kind. Pinagalitan pa daw yung barista kasi bakit pa daw nagpatawag ng security when they could have handled it on their own. They were, the attorney of Arabica reached out to them and then they had their own conversation about it. And then the next day, sinabi sa kanila ng representative na they're gonna have an investigation. But after 10 days, so this is already December 2, he received an email from the operations department with a letter from their COO saying that they're not liable for the incident because they had their scheduled cleaning and pest control. Mm-hmm. And hindi daw sa kanila galing yung ipis sa labas kasi hindi daw, kasi nag-takeout order daw yung, nag-takeout order siya. Okay. And it was a takeout order transaction. Mm-hmm. And then, the best part, this is according to him, sabi niya, best part, they will give me 1K worth of vouchers and an Arabica mug to compensate for what happened. Oh, shit!
Not the mug! Stop it!
Not the mug. Stop it.
That's too much. That's enough.
Parang okay na ako dun sa
okay na ako yun. Ipis, just give me a mug.
So, that's it. So, ang sa dulo ng post na to, ang questions niya daw before he ends this post is, if this happened to one of their influencers or endorsers, will they be handling it in the same way? Would they also be giving out a voucher and a mug to compensate for what happened?
True.
And then another question would be, do we deserve this kind of customer service and treatment from a brand like theirs? Yeah. So what are your thoughts?
First of all, it's kind of weird na both times na pupunta yung customer dun, the guy who was complaining, that walang any sort of person in charge. That's weird, right? Isn't that weird? Like, there's always supposed to be some sort of manager or at least upper staff. I mean, even if it's not like the head manager.
Like senior barista.
Yeah, something like that, right? And even if there wasn't, okay, like, let's say there really wasn't a senior staff. Don't they, I don't know, I've not been a barista, but you've done barista work, right? Even if you're not a manager, isn't there, like, protocol to follow? Like, oh shit, there was a cockroach in your drink. We are so sorry. Let's handle this, right? You know, I don't know, right? There was, and it just feels like they weren't taken care of properly.
Yeah. I think the baristas during the shift can only do so much. So they can only do so much, especially when they're just in the shift. Kasi hindi mo din naman alam if the person were there the day before are the same people who are there now. So gets ko naman kung ano lang yung kaya ng barista gawin would be, let's say, papalitan po namin and then we're gonna, you know, like take this up with the upper management and stuff like that. But I think blaming it solely on the barista themselves would be not great, I feel like. Yeah. Kasi nga, when you're on the shift, yun lang naman yung alam mo eh, kung ano yung nangyari sa shift mo. But the thing is, for him, ang problema niya din is on the upper management. Kasi their response kind of reminded me of the Oyster restaurant incident, if you remember that.
Wantusawa.
Yeah. If you remember their public statement.
Right.
Sinabi din nila na, well, we cleaned and we did all of, you know, all on our side.
So it's your fault.
It's your fault. Parang basically ganun yung nakuha.
In so many words, that's what they said. Even though they didn't really
explicitly
say it.
Parang ganun yung diba? Yun yung nakuha natin na parang, kami, naglinis kami.
Yeah, yeah.
Sa inyo na yan. Parang ganun.
True.
I just think that maybe they could have done something more or handled it even more. But here's the thing. Can I just raise an issue for me? Not a big issue. Pero kasi dun sa series of photos and everything, he took photos of the barista station. So like yung porta filter, the one that you do with the espresso thing.
Yeah, I see it here.
Pinicturan ngayon on how messy it is. But I feel like I feel like that does not give, that's not a reason for people to say na, ah, madumi talaga sa Arabica kasi nakapatong yung porta filter na ganun. Kasi it happens.
Ganyan
it happens.
Okay.
That sometimes, naiiwan mo talaga yung coffee in that thing. It's right. Called a porta filter.
Yeah.
Tapos may iwan mo dun, tapos lilinisin mo din after.
Para siyang ice cream scoop for if you're trying to imagine what it looks yeah. like. It looks like an ice cream scooper.
Yeah. Right. So basically, parang for me, baka naisip ng mga tao, shit, ang dumi kasi may mga coffee na nakakalat or ganyan. It happens. That happens. Okay. And it doesn't paint the whole picture.
Yes,
that's not the only thing that, kumbaga parang to say na, ah, madumi talaga yung coffee shop or something. Kasi for me, that really happens.
Okay.
So, yes. And plus, yung issue niya kasi is in the ice cream and it's not made with the coffee machine. So, baka nga yung issue is in the batch itself and they should like throw that out. Kasi, I feel like for me, yung mga ganito, dapat the main focus would be to not let it out in the public. Diba?
If you were the Arabica team.
Diba? If you were the team. Once it's in the public, wala na yan eh. Diba? So
true.
I don't really know what happened. And yun nga, sinabi pa nila na, well, we had our own cleaning. Yeah. And you had a takeout. So it could probably be you.
Right. Yeah.
So to be honest, wala rin ako masyadong ma-form na opinion about it because I don't know the whole story.
There is there is also, by the way, just so that, you know, to add a little bit more context or at least to why there are some people who are commenting certain things, if you go check out the post, is this Migs Dado person apparently is like a small business owner or at least has been promoting their own coffee shop or like a small coffee shop. So there are people are saying na baka ginawa nga lang tong issue para tirahin yung ano, Arabica. But Rika was telling me behind the scenes, they're not even direct competitors, right? If ever.
Exactly.
Right?
Why would you go after such a big brand like that when you have totally different
markets?
Yeah. Well, not totally different markets, but right. like you have your own market to worry about.
Yeah.
And this is such a big chain in the heart of the business district.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Na hindi naman kayo direct competitors. And I feel like it just doesn't make sense. I feel like it's all coincidental na, oh, nagpa-promote siya ng sarili niya. And of course, wanting to try more coffee out there.
Yeah, actually, if there's anything I know about coffee people, they love to go to coffee, like other coffee
exactly.
spots.
Exactly. Right? So support other it businesses. Might be coincidental. So I'm not sure if that is connected.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be a way to be like, to not focus on the actual issue itself.
Right.
But what do you think is the actual issue? Is it the EPIS or is it
the response?
How the management
definitely
reacted?
The response. Because the EPIS thing, right, that shit happens, bro. Like, I don't think it happens often, but it's not anything, like, that shit will happen eventually in the line of food work,
yeah.
right? No matter how clean or whatever, how often you do your cleaning, it just happens. Especially if you're in an area na marami talagang EPIS or whatever. You can't get rid of them completely, right? Those things are unkillable, bro. Mga EPIS are unkillable sometimes.
Yeah, but and especially, naisip ko lang, and I'm not sure if this is even true, pero it's such a big batch din kasi. You know what I mean? They make it in big batches. So the quality control there is kind of different. I'm not saying that it should be lower, pero it's just different. So sa akin, from my experience, you know, having managed a small coffee shop as well, usually talaga, you nip it in the bud with how you handle the customer. Because like you said, it does happen. It happens. May buhok or like may fiber ng towel, di ba? Hindi natin
alam. Oh, actually, no, true.
It happens. It happened to us. Like, it happened to us na parang may onting fiber ng towel. And obviously, if it's white coffee, makikita mo. Tapos syempre, kahit pa sabihin natin fiber lang yun ng towel, ew, di ba? It's not supposed to be there. But usually, you can nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
With how you handle the customer.
Okay, what is the... Because, you know, obviously, we both agree that the 1,000 GC plus the mug is not enough, right? But if you were the person, right, and you were treated this way, what is the thing that you would be what's the thing that you would be wanting in exchange as a fair, like, okay, quits na tayo. Like, okay, I forgive you, or thank you for handling this in the appropriate way. Because I'm thinking, like, because I don't know if we mentioned it completely, but di ba after nagsuka siya or whatever, I don't know, did he go to the hospital or anything? Did he say that he went somewhere, like, in the story?
I don't think he did. Kasi yung mga accounts would be every single day up until before the 10 days that he was left hanging.
Ah, okay.
So parang hindi wala siya nagpa-check
up. Yeah, actually, I'm looking through it, the thing right now. Parang walang check-up. So, what would be enough? Like, because even if they apologize and take responsibility, and they, because he got the refund for the drink, right? So he didn't lose money on this. But at this point, nah, like, since it's been going on for so long, and now that he's even more pissed that they're like, it's not our fault, what would put an end to this, in your opinion? Like, what would
kasi feeling ko, yung issue niya talaga is the management saying that it's not our fault. So maybe, what would be good for this whole thing would be for the management to accept what they did.
Yeah, and then post us
to take responsibility for what they did.
I think I agree.
Because we all know, if we all learned from that public message of Juan Tusawa, that's not the way to go. Diba? Na parang to say that it's actually your fault because we did our part. Because I feel like, yes, you can say that we did our part, but this still happens.
Is there any amount of GCs that would make this forgivable for you? Be honest.
Parang feeling ko, honestly, putting money on it also sends a message.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, diba? It's kind of like a stopper.
Yeah.
So parang, para sa akin, I don't know. Kasi ayoko din naman na magmukha din akong pera if I was a customer.
I mean, you don't have to tell anyone. You don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to tell anyone what you were given. Would you be okay with like 50K?
Sa akin, I don't know the amount of money that would, you know, I want. Mm. Pero sa akin, money and acceptance.
Okay.
Yeah. And a public apology or a public, like, I don't know, notice from the management.
Pero paano pag dagdag kasi, pera, pero walang acceptance? Walang apology?
Hindi ko alam eh. Kasi parang, yeah. I don't know. That's just like,
yeah, because it seems like that's what he's fighting for, right? That's what he posted this about. Because I don't think he needs, like, money, right? I don't think he wants money. I don't know. Because the way I see it, I don't think he really wants money in exchange.
Pero pwede.
Pwede. But I think ultimately the reason he posted this is awareness of how shitty the handling was. And, like, doesn't want people to go through that. So, yun nga, it makes you just wonder, like, what is the ultimate end game here? How will this all go away? Right?
And if I'm not mistaken, like, this is a Japanese brand, am I right?
I don't know. I don't really know, to be honest. Okay. I'm not sure.
I mean, like, they are a big brand themselves. So parang, for me, parang it's just so weird that that's how they handled it all. Or is it because bago lang sila, na hindi, wala pa silang ganong protocols or wala pa silang ganong plan when these things happen.
That should be part of their book. Exactly, diba, may book yun, diba, or whatever. Yeah. Operating manual or whatever you call that, right? Poorly handled. And it seems like, I don't know, maybe that's just like the standard here in the Philippines. Like, they don't really, because there's no ano eh. Wala, guess I don't know. It seems weird that if they don't think that they're liable, that they're really gonna, instead of just biting the bullet and saying, we fucked up, right? Because who knows? Like, I mean, it's so easy to also, I mean, on the other side of things, maybe just to look at their perspective. It would be easy to put a cockroach in something and then post it online. Like, that's also very easy, right? But who would go through that effort?
Exactly. Right? Like, who would go through that length?
Unless you hate Arabica or whatever whatever business is getting targeted.
And tsaka, if you think about it, Arabica is also an established brand in the Philippines.
Yeah.
So why would you go after such a big brand name that's already established in that way? When you know that people will still come back to that
branch. That brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because looking at it right now, man, it's got 24,000 likes, 6,000 comments. And, you know, every time somebody likes, for whatever reason, Facebook likes to show me the post that people I've never talked to in years liked, It has a bigger reach, organic reach, right? I see. I mean, just from this post alone, clicking on the likes, but you can see your friends who've liked this. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. At least 17 of my friends have reacted with the angry face to this post.
Yeah.
And which is a, you know, just goes to show like, pero, if you settle this early, voila, you would be okay.
Pero sa akin lang din kasi, this is also just one side of the story.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm also trying to like be wary of. Like, so this is the story that was told on Facebook and we want to believe it because there's pictures and whatnot. But who knows? Like, maybe when they were in the store, they were actually met with a lot of grace or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they didn't post any receipts of the of the emails, is there? Unless there's I missed it.
I don't think so.
Parang wala. It's just first-hand accounts of what experience. But we don't know. Well, which, that's why I'm saying, like, we don't really know until there's more proof or something, like, from both ends, or there's just a settlement or something, and then they just post it on their page. We are sorry, we messed up, blah blah blah. I mean, I haven't been to Arabica since they closed down the first time.
See, I've only been to Arabica maybe 2 times.
Yeah. But you know, this makes me, I don't know. Does stuff like this dissuade you from going? TBH.
Honestly,
nah, not really.
Honestly. Not really.
Yeah, same here.
Not really.
Yeah.
But it also doesn't encourage me to go.
I think I said the same thing about Wan Tusawa too. It's like, oh, if someone takes me to Wan Tusawa, I'll still go.
I think what stops this is from new people to come in. Kasi if kunwari, meron ka ng attachment to Arabica, kasi let's say it's near your office or your home, diba? Parang that's kind of hard to break. But for new people to come in, maybe that's where it has an effect.
So yeah, that's like me and Didi's Pizza sa Pampanga. So to all my Pampanga friends, taga Angeles, my Didi's Pizza, D-I-D-I, Didi's Pizza, they were in Balibago for a long time. And then they closed down kasi may issue daw may mga daga sa restaurant. But when they opened up their new branch, guess who was there? Me! Getting some Didi's Pizza. That shit is so good. And sarap ng Didi's Pizza, pare. I don't give a fuck if there's pictures with rats. Dude, it's a kitchen in an old building. There's gonna be rats, man.
I mean, we're not also saying that, you know, you're not allowed to complain.
Oh, yeah, of course. You complain like all you
obviously,
want.
Obviously. Yeah, but
I would complain,
know.
Too, if there was a rat in my pizza. But if I don't see the rat in my pizza, it's all good. That's
not grabe, so extreme na nun. May rat on top of it. No, that's just a no.
That's Ratatouille, man. Ratatouille.
Yeah, bro. Okay.
Which would be the worst live action movie ever if they were going to make it into a live action.
The hair on that. Ratatouille, kadiri. No thanks.
Okay. Wapow, man.
Wapow, man.
That's it. That's the TTs for today. We do have a couple got us a question, but one we could answer one maybe because it's related to the upcoming season from Spotify from Montreal, which is a cool name. From Purple Myrtle. Sorry, Purple Myrtle says, how to fight off the Christmas blues? That's a good question because that's a real thing, Christmas blues, and it's almost coming up 2 weeks from now. It's gonna be Christmas time.
Oh my god,
is this really is your second Christmas, right? In the UK, okay. So, how you must have felt the Christmas blues last year.
Yeah.
How did you fight
Honestly, I always tell this to people. My family and I, we're not super close. You know, we're family, yes, and we have that kind of connection that's, you know, incomparable. But when it comes to Christmas time, dun ako pinakamadaming core memories with my family. And usually, I really want to be in my own home, in my childhood bedroom during Christmas. So the past Christmas, to be honest, what I did was to cook what my mom would usually cook during the holidays.
Ooh,
which is sopas, and then, oh my gosh, sopas. Yun talaga yung number sopas. One ko. Yeah, yun yung number one ko na niluto last year because it really reminds me of home.
And sopas isn't like your typical, I mean, like, I know that it's cooked during Christmas dinner, but normally when you think of Christmas stuff, you think like lechon or blah, blah, blah.
Exactly,
sopas is not, like, it's like on the ham. lower end of like things that you would think of.
My mom would always cook sopas or sotanghon, but okay. I chose sopas because it's creamy. Mm. And then I cook ham, so like a cured ham.
Okay.
Tapos with our own recipe because we usually put like pineapple juice to sweeten it and stuff like that. So yun, for me, that's one of the things that helped me, especially that's also one of the things that helped me communicate with my parents, because I would call them and ask for the recipe. I would call them and you know, like show them what I cooked. So dun kami nagko-connect. So that's one of the things that really kind of helped me get through the holiday season now that I'm not with my family. But I do have my own family here.
Yeah.
Ryan and his family who's here, my friends who are here as well. So
Charlotte, shout out. Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte.
Yeah. Dude. I know, just name dropping Charlotte. Yeah, right? Man. Left and right.
Christmas blues. I get Christmas blues. Like, I don't know. I think I'm the worst person to ask because I don't like this time of year.
Okay.
Because my birthday is this month too, right? I hate my birthday. Right?
You want me to say it? You want me to tell people?
It's my birthday. I hate my birthday because I'm a year older. And also, towards the end of every year, I always think about how I failed my year resolution.
Nah, man. Don't think that.
So what I like to do is I love the new year. Like, not the resolution. I mean, resolution is cool, but I like the new year because I always, and I'm sure like millions of people around the world, they see the new year as a fresh slate, right? So for me, Christmas blues ends when the new year begins. That's for me how I see it. So all the fuck ups that you've done,
it's all in 2023.
It's all 2023. Leave it there. And start new. Start new fuck ups.
Start new fuck ups, you know.
Who's ready to good
Stir
time?
Shit up.
Are you ready to good time in 2024? That's my only advice, I would say. Because, you know, some people like love Christmas. Like, Christmas is cool for me, but I don't really celebrate like the actual holiday because, you know, it doesn't really mean anything for me. But I do like the sense of togetherness with the family and whatnot. But I haven't, you know, strangely enough, I haven't been to Pampanga for Christmas in maybe 2 years.
But I know that you guys celebrate like with a bang.
Yeah,
I remember
it's pretty
you
fun, man.
Going there one time.
Yeah, before, like it was pretty, it's always been a pretty big deal. But this will be the first. Or maybe second. I forgot. I forgot when my Lola passed away, man. I don't know if it was this year.
Was it the
or
last
year? I don't remember. But it's gonna be different because our Lola was always like the, you know, she would be the one to run the bingo. Like she wanted to do bingo and throw coins and shit. Yeah.
I'm gonna teach you a Filipino term. Ang tawag sa kanya punong abala.
Punong abala.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like tree.
She would.
What is that right?
What? No.
I'm trying
like
to translate
head.
It. Ah, okay.
Punong abala is like the head of like everything that's happening.
Ah,
of the
okay.
Household.
Gets.
So abala is like, you know, things that you're doing. Pinagkakaabalahan.
Yeah.
So,
punong abala.
So punong abala. That's who your lola
so,
is.
So yeah. So we won't have our punong abala this year. So it's gonna be a little bit different, I would say.
Yeah, it's gonna be different.
So I guess it's just gonna maybe try to find new traditions and whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah. Good luck in 2024. But we'll be back next week, right? We have time to record next week,
Yeah, we
right?
are.
Yeah. So
we will be.
That is it for the podcast this week.
Yee.
I guess we're going to maybe do Got This A Question next week. We can answer more questions. So we'll make sure to post a prompt before then. Anything you want to plug, Rika G? What's new with our climbs, man?
Nothing yet. But okay. Don't forget to just send us anything. We want your emails. It's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And then just thehalohaloshow everywhere except on IG. So just hit us up.
Mm-hmm.
Send us a DM. And still tag us on all of your Spotify Wrapped if you're still doing that.
True. Yo, actually, I don't know. I'm trying to get Rika access to it. I don't know why. It's hard to transfer whatever the thing.
Yeah.
But just to kind of give it a little bit of a kind of a recap, we were like the number one podcast for like, I forgot how many people, like 500-600 people or something. Played over.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, man. It's pretty cool to see that how many people. And like we were like in like 40 countries or some shit like that.
Amazing. I'm so surprised actually because I have this one close friend from college, although we haven't been talking a lot lately, but she posted on her Instagram stories. Her name is Andrea. So Andeng, shout out to you.
Shout out.
We are her top podcast for 2023. Oh, damn. And isipin mo close, like friends kami, ah. And, you know, she just likes to listen to the Halo-Halo Show for some reason. Cool. So thank you, Andrea,
nice.
For doing that. Shout out to you and to Ali. So
actually, do you want to, I mean, just real quick, since we're here already, I have the stuff here. Apparently, like the Mimia episode was listened to 800% more than like our other episode.
What?
Yeah, the Mimia one. 43% of our listeners discovered us in 2023. Wow, that's a lot.
That's good.
Let's see. A lot of people. How's it feel to have gone global, Rika G? We were streamed in 53 countries.
Amazing.
With 79% of our total streams coming from the Philippines. No surprise
that's
there.
Cool. That's cool. No surprise. And we would love to see
that. Oh, here's a cool thing that I'm sure that you will appreciate.
Okay.
We have the most new listeners in what country? What do you think, Rika G? Guess what?
UK.
UK, baby.
Where?
Yeah,
no
man.
No way.
Yeah. We have the most new listeners. We have the most new listeners in the UK, followed
Amazing.
By Australia, followed by
Amazing.
Japan, and get this, Germany and Spain.
That's just so cool, you guys.
Yeah.
Please let us know if you're from another country, you're working as an OFW, or you're studying in another country. We want to know because we get you, okay? Yeah.
And our listeners, that our listeners listen to other than us, so they're top. Our listeners' top podcast genres were number one, comedy, number two, society and culture, and number three, true crime. There we go. Right?
Okay. So we're in that, you know.
We're in that zone. And their top music genres. Any guesses? Any venture guesses? You probably are. Genres, Miss Mom. But I mean, she falls under that. Number
rap?
One is. Rap is number three. Rap is number three. Pop is number one.
Okay.
And
pop?
Number two is OPM.
Yeah.
So pop, OPM, like and rap. Amazing. And then apparently we were shared on the direct link to our podcast was shared 61% of the time. On Instagram, 25% of the time. 10% on Facebook. 3% on others. What is others? And 1% on WhatsApp. Somebody shared our podcast on WhatsApp. That's pretty cool.
Because we use WhatsApp here a lot.
Ah, ganun ba yun? Baka ikaw yung 1%.
Baka ako. Baka ako
yeah. We have a 4.9 out of 5 rating, which is amazing, right?
Yes, thank you guys.
And we published 9 polls. We got 80 votes. We got a bunch of responses to our Q&A.
But we're going to post all of this on our Instagram.
For
so
real, for sure.
Guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Gosh.
Yeah. And that's the podcast. And we'll see you next week. And extra song.
Bye.
Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.